Weeds. I despise them, man. It's like the arch enemy of the hay farmer is the weed. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So there's a lot of different ways to deal with weeds. Obviously, we spray. We spray a lot, but there's one particular type of weed that if it's not really widespread, now if it's extremely widespread, obviously you can't deal with it this way because it's just not practical. But often if there's a small patch of these thistles that pop up, then I'll do the most direct thing with them, and instead of trying to spray them and wait for the herbicide to work, I'll dig them up. It's the most direct way and the most surefire way to get rid of these. I believe they're called horse nettle. And they're terribly invasive. I mean, once these horse nettle things come up, they will take over if you don't get rid of them. And so I had a little patch of these, and I mean, I'm serious. Like, one year you'll see like three, and if you don't get rid of them, the next year you'll see like 150. Like, it's just like, poof, they take off, and they're nasty. I mean, they're nasty. Oh, they're nasty. They will take over. And so last year, I saw a small patch, so I thought I got them. Apparently, I did not. This year, there were 10 times as many. So I decided, instead of spraying, which is what I did last year, I'm going to make sure I get them this year. And I decided I would tackle the whole digging them up project. And I did. I dug every one of them I saw, even the little tiny ones that you could barely see. I mean, I spent, I don't know, a whole week every day digging up these things. And so after a week of that, a couple weeks go by, I saw more come up. So I spent several more days digging up the ones I saw. It was a never-ending deal. But it took persistence and determination, and eventually, something is poking me, I didn't see any more. And so, you know, the wait is on, and we'll see what happens next year when warm weather pops back upon us, and we'll see if any of them pop back up. It's like that way in our spiritual life, isn't it? As a matter of fact, the writer of Hebrews would say in Hebrews chapter 12, since we have this great cloud of witnesses he's just written about, you know, in chapter 11, let's run with endurance the race that's set before us. And he talks about this laying aside this sin in verse 1 that so easily besets us. So easily besets us. Now, if we'll think about that, in each one of our lives, we've all got what some Bible scholars would refer to as besetting sin. Things in each of our lives that trip us up, and your besetting sin may be totally different than mine. There may be things that trip you up that I would never even give a second glance to. All of us are wired differently. But make no mistake about it, the enemy knows how you're wired. And so what I think Scripture would tell us is you need to be aware of what those besetting sins are, and don't just wink at them, but you need to start to dig. And you need to start to find the roots. And to make sure that that doesn't start to multiply in your life and take over your life, you need to start to uproot those things in your life and get them out, so they don't define you. Because you see, I want my fields to be Bermuda. I want them to be pretty grass. I want them to be quality grass. Grass that add to the quality of the livestock that are growing in my fields, or the hay that's growing in my fields. I don't want it to be weeds. I want my life to be a life that glorifies God and doesn't point people away from Him and steer my life away from Him. And so I want to be uprooting the things in my life that would steer my life away from the direction I know He wants my life to go. We got to be digging. We got to be digging. Maybe you would like some help in what it means to follow Jesus and start to uproot some of those things. There's a beautiful resource that you can find out about through this LifeWord page. And if you'd like more information about what it means to follow Jesus, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We would love to show you more about what it means to follow Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate. I look forward to this every week. Until next time, have a great week. I love you, and I can't wait to join you next week on the tailgate. I love you. See you next week.